Today's Mother's Day, and it also happens the way it does every 7 years or so to be my wedding anniversary with Elizabeth. And today is our 34th wedding anniversary. The years have been full. The years have been good. God's been gracious to us. And it's really only by his grace that we're still together, still loving one another, week by week, year by year. God supplied grace. One thing from the beginning of our marriage that continues today, 34 years later, we still confess sin to one another. You know, when I speak unkindly to her, when I hurt my wife, when my pride or my anger hurt her, I confess it to her. Might take time to get through my head and come out of my mouth, but I confess it to her. I'll say things like, Elizabeth, when I said those words, it was wrong. Please forgive me. It was unkind. When I showed contempt and scorn about how you were late, how you missed something, how you forgot something, that hurt you. That was mocking. That was unloving. Please forgive me. That's what confession could look like, should look like. And you know what? 34 years later, I've done a lot of confession. I've got a lot of experience confessing my sin to her. And after practicing it for 34 years, is it easier? Is it easier to do it now? 34 years later, to open my mouth and say, I was wrong. Will you forgive me? It's a little bit easier. It's still very hard. It's still very hard. But one thing has made confession easier. After 34 years of all these things I've had to confess to her and ask her to forgive, my wife has forgiven me every time. She's forgiven my lusts. She's forgiven my unloving words. She's forgiven my arrogance. Knowing that she's forgiven me all those times has made it easier for me to confess my sin to her one more time. At this table, bring your sin. Bring your terrible sin. Bring the ways that you blew it this week to Jesus. Confess it. And know that Jesus will say to you, where are your accusers? Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. So in this meal, we take bread. Every week, Jesus says, I am the bread broken. I'm bearing your sin. That's why I won't accuse you. And in this meal, we take wine. Every week, Jesus is saying, the sins that you confess to me, I've cleansed them with my blood. So when you take this supper, this is what you're saying. Jesus was accused by unrighteous men, and so the one righteous man will not accuse me at this table. He arranged this new Passover, and he says, do this in remembrance of me. And spiritually, as we take it, he feeds us. So if you have come to know Jesus Christ, he's your Savior, he is your Lord, and you're a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to come and take this supper. If you don't know Jesus in this way, if you're here, but you're not a Christian, we're very glad that you're here with us. You're welcome among us, but you don't want to take this supper. This is only for people that have come to Jesus, confessed sin, and said, Jesus, I need you to forgive me. I want to follow you. But you're welcome to be here. We invite you to sit back, take it all in. We'd love to talk more about this. Well, now let's pray together. Jesus, we come to you, and we come to you consciously. We come to you confessing sin. We come casting our sin on you, knowing that you will cast it into the depths because it's been paid. And so we thank you. And now, Lord, we commit ourselves to you, and we pray, Lord, would you feed us Jesus? Would we have more of him? Will we taste the sweetness in the bitter wine, in the flat bread? We ask in his name. Amen.